You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It's not like law enforcement agencies don't have enough to do already, but picture this. Imagine you've been assaulted and police descend on the scene. You're interrogated, hours spent taking evidence. The process, well, humiliating, embarrassing. But then there's the promise that the police will do their jobs and hope that justice will be served. But years pass and nothing from police. And then come to find out that all that evidence collected back on the day you were attacked hasn't even been looked at, untouched, the case unsolved. What would you do? This isn't a hypothetical. Untold decades of evidence, tens of thousands of cases of sexual assault, unsolved. And the evidence for each case gathered after hours of invasive examination of each assault victim, untested, languishing in a closet or cabinet somewhere. Officials say the reason, not enough money for analysis. Again, as a victim or a loved one, what would you do? Although Texas lawmakers appear unwilling to spend state dollars to help, there may be a workaround of sorts. State Representative Victoria Niave, a Dallas Democrat, has filed a bill to get the money another way. Crowdfunding. Representative Niave, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
What does this backlog look like right now, and how much money would it take to clear it?
So there are thousands of untested rape kits all across the state sitting there right now, and we know that it would take millions of dollars. So our bill would create an entirely new revenue source, just that, you know, ranging from a dollar to any amount from the hearts and compassion of Texans across our state.
Crowdfunding, though, I mean, why would you need a bill for crowdfunding? I tend to think of, you know, some of these online projects where people donate money. You're talking about something that would be more systematized, I would imagine.
Yes, the way it would work is that when one goes to apply for or renew their driver's license, their commercial driver's license, or they, you know, to get a personal ID, there would be a box that they could check where they can donate a dollar or any amount. And that would go towards an account, a dedicated test account that would fund the testing of evidence in sexual assault cases.
But as I understand it, the cost to analyze just one rape kit can run anywhere from, what, $500 to a couple of $1,000s. So you'd have to get, just to test one rape kit, you'd have to get 1,000 people or more to volunteer a dollar when they renew their driver's licenses.
Yes, that's right.
And is there any evidence that this is going to raise the sort of money that would be needed to clear away these, to clear away the backlog?
Yes. The Legislative Budget Board just came back with an analysis of our bill yesterday and anticipates that our bill would raise over $1 million per year. There have been other similar voluntary donation programs that have generated $1.4 million in just 1 year alone.
I'm sorry, but you know what strikes me is this seems like you're just a step removed from having a bake sale to deal with what seems to me to be, isn't it an obligation to investigate evidence to pursue justice?
I absolutely believe it is. I believe it's a state's obligation and responsibility to fully fund that. And, you know, if folks want to call the members of the Appropriations Committee, that would certainly be helpful. In the meantime, the funds that are being allocated are not enough. Sexual assaults occur every single day. It's a widespread problem. And so what we want to make sure that we do is contribute, you know, and provide an additional revenue source to address the backlog of untested kits.
But I could see an argument that by doing this, in a sense, you're letting your colleagues in the Texas legislature off the hook for not fully funding rape kit testing. What do you say to that?
Well, we're certainly not. I'm a big believer that we've got to work together to try to find solutions to these issues. And, you know, there's been a history of showing that Texans can have contributed in the past. And I'm a big believer that these small collective efforts, a dollar here, a dollar there, could make a big impact in helping end the backlog. But I certainly think it's an obligation, a responsibility of us as legislators to address this issue.
But I can also imagine that we could see a growing number of these types of bills going forward. If Texas lawmakers say, no, we're not going to fund these essentials, well, you end up with a kind of checkbox taxation almost, it seems.
What I think is this is an issue that is absolutely critical. It's something that we wanted to make sure that we focus and you know, put attention on. And so I get that there might be others interested in other issues, but this issue, when it deals with women and children, or, you know, little boys, little girls, others who have been victims of sexual assault, this is something that is an urgent, it's an urgent issue. It's a priority for me, for our district, for our state. And so we wanted to make sure to highlight this and do what we can to address the backlog.
State Representative Victoria Niave is a Democrat from Dallas. Representative, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.